This is your armchair detective, and today I'd like to tell you about the case of the unlikely suicide. Ken Swift's good-looking young face was troubled, which was strange, for he had an excellent job, and above all, he'd recently become engaged to a fair charmer named Glynis Ryder. So why the frown? Well, Ken was remembering the jealousy of his best friend, Ted MacArthur. Poor old Ted. He was something of a moody misfit, one of life's also-rans. Despite this, the two men had been firm friends for over 12 years. Then both fell in love with the same girl, and as usual, Ted proved the also-ran. At this point, Ted and Ken had their first serious quarrel, ending in Ted stamping off in a violent rage. That was 3 months ago. Now Ken and Glynis were to be married in a few weeks, and Ken had just come out of the local hardware store where he'd been buying a garden hose. Absent-mindedly, he threw this onto the back seat of his car, and thinking of the quarrel and wishing the rift in the lute could be mended before the wedding, drove off. A little way out of town, his headlights picked out a solitary figure tramping through the early evening gloom. And who should it be but Ted? Ken, of course, pulled up and offered him a lift. Ted hesitated a moment and then mumbled his thanks and climbed into the car. The next morning, a passing motorist came upon a sedan parked by the side of the road. Its only occupant was dead. A small length of hose, obviously cut from the coil on the back seat, had been attached to the exhaust and fed through the back window, which had been left slightly open. Ken Swift had obviously met his death by carbon monoxide poisoning, and seemed, in short, to have committed suicide. The police searched the car and the surrounding area thoroughly, but apart from a few cigarette stubs, several road maps and the hose, found nothing. Yes, it certainly looked like suicide. But Inspector Manners, who was in charge of the case, was positive it was murder, as he looked at the length of cut hose. Why? The inspector believed in logic and reasoned that if Ken Swift had taken his own life, where was the knife he'd used in cutting the length of rubber from his garden hose? Soon he learnt of the quarrel between Ken Swift and his friend, Ted MacArthur. Then a local farmer came forward to say he'd seen Ken give MacArthur a lift on the evening he was murdered. And it was at this point that Ted MacArthur broke down under questioning and admitted to the killing. A cold-blooded murder inspired by jealousy. Ted MacArthur was hanged on November the 18th, 1944, the very day on which Glynis Ryder was to have married the friend he had so callously killed.